This is a Ramirez guitar.
A Ramirez guitar.
Right.
And who's Ramirez? Is he in Spain or in this country?
Yeah, it's a Spanish guitar maker. It's handmade in Spain.
Can you say in a few sentences the difference? Can you say in a few sentences the difference between a flamenco guitar and a classical guitar?
Well, primarily it's the difference between the different kinds of woods. The classic guitar has a softer sound to it, not quite as doesn't have quite as biting a tone as a flamenco guitar. The flamenco guitar also has heavier bracing in it. It gives it a sharper sound, more like this, rather than this. It's primarily a difference in woods. I'd like to start off this afternoon. I'm going to play a Mexican song. This is called Granada. The piece I like to do is an Argentine folk dance called Misionera. Thank you. This next piece I'd like to do for you is written by a Brazilian composer, Villa-Lobos. And this song is based on a South American Indian melody. Villa-Lobos spent several years traveling through the Amazon jungles and lived with the South American Indians for quite some time, gathering these melodies, writing them down, and recording them. And this piece is based on one of these melodies. This next number is one I played on Children's Day a couple days ago. It's written in a flamenco style, and it contains several Spanish marches, one of which includes an imitation of a snare drum. I think you'll enjoy it. Thank you. case few of you are wondering how you get the snare drum effect, what you do, you bend the fifth string over the sixth string, right around the eighth fret or anywhere up there, and just play. It works best on a classic guitar. A steel string, it'll come out, but it doesn't sound quite as good. So it's just the fifth string over the sixth string. This next song comes from the mountains of northern Argentina and southern Bolivia. It's called El Humahuaqueño, and there's a small village in northern Argentina called Humahuaca. Humahuaqueño is a person from this village. I'd like to do one more piece for you. This one is also from Brazil. It's called Carioca. Carioca is the name for a species of South American dance. It's actually a samba in the style of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
That was Douglas Neat. Right. From St. Louis.
We're going to do...
This is Frank Salamone playing with me on guitar. He's also from Grand Rapids. Next song we're going to do is called Stagger Lee. Wagons come. Okay, this last song I'm going to sing is really a children's song. It's written by Tom Paxton. It's called The Zoo Song. Daddy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow, zoo tomorrow, zoo tomorrow. Daddy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow. We can stay all day. Come on, going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. See the elephant with his big ears a-flapping, a long trunk and his big ears a-flapping, picking up peanuts with his big ears a-flapping, and we can stay all day. We're going to the zoo. Zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. See the monkeys scratch, scratch, scratching, jumping all around in a scratch, scratch, scratching, hanging by the long tail, scratch, scratch, scratching, and we can stay all day. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. Big black bear, huff puffer puffin, his coat's too heavy, he's a huff puffer puffin. Don't get too near the huff puffer puffin, or you won't stay all day. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. Stayed all day, so sleepy, sitting in the car. Sleeping. Home already, Daddy. Oh boy, am I sleeping? We have stayed all day. We stayed at the zoo. Zoo, zoo. So, Daddy, you stayed too. Stayed at the zoo. Zoo, zoo. Mama's taking us to the zoo tomorrow. Zoo tomorrow, zoo tomorrow. Mama's taking us to the zoo tomorrow, and we can stay all day. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo.
There are so many other great storytellers here, and one of the best is Bessie Jones, and you didn't get to hear her tell tales. It just, maybe if some of you could catch her after this, maybe she can tell you some stories, because she knows them. In fact, everybody knows them.
I'll take the middle one. Long time ago, we read about feasts in the Bible. But we can have a feast here, can't we? Let me see now by my back and see how they're doing.
Yes, she's feeling good, but she's here now.
Yeah. You know, we think we're having a good time here. We're going to have one after a while. Way by and by.
Bye.
good.
Let's see now, what must I tell you? After we have that good time, you know, if something proves
it,
there'll be a feast going on over there.
Oh, yes, it will.
Be a feast going on. Let the cell is something about it. He fled.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never run.
great.
Now, at this time, I want you to listen to Bessie Jones.
That's what he said. Okay. Well, we ain't got so much to listen to. I had that good song on my mind back then. Now I got to cut off him to go do something different. But I'm glad to do it. I'm glad to be here to do something. Anyway, I have some story that I would like to tell. And, you know, all my stories are the old stories. They're not the new stories. I don't know much about the new ones. Because, you see, I'm a little auntie myself. And I'm keeping up with auntie. So I mean, all my stores is auntie. So everything about it is auntie, that's all. So you want to get in touch with auntie, just come over here. Bam, man. You know, all these things now are called about 70 years ago, they called it auntie. So I came in here 70 years ago. So I'm satisfied. I must be auntie. I feel good about it. Okay, this is a story my grandfather told us a long time ago about the time when they was, you know, a slave, because he was a slave. And I was with him till he died. He lived 105 years with me. And so I learned a lot of stories. As she was telling you how to go to sit around those old people that know them, that's where I learned mine. And he told us about this story a long time ago, is the people know of a colored people, we didn't have much schooling. And we didn't have, we didn't understand how all about what, you know, how we ought to know about the Lord and about the devil. But they had kept them to church enough for them to understand and know that they said God was good and the devil was bad. And so they wanted to, this man studied to himself about his old master. His old master was so mean to him. He decided that it would be good if the devil would come get him, because he didn't want God to have nothing to do with him at all. But that was in his mind. You know how it was. You know how you feel about a person mistreating you. You can't whip him. You can't put him in jail. You can't do nothing about it. You're not going to wish him nothing too good. And so he just wished him. And so he wished him. He wished the devil would come get him. So that's all he knew to do to pray. So one morning, this same particular man, he had a habit of every morning, that was his job, to go out soon in the morning and feed the mules up and get them ready to go to work, because they had to go to work before sun up and stay till sundown. But one morning, old master went out there and he didn't see John. John had done, he heard him out there whistling, and he didn't see him this morning. So he looked all around, he called him, he had something else for him to do, but he didn't see him. So finally, after a while, he went back in the house and told his wife, I don't see John. Wonder where he's at. So he may be in his room. You know, the windows in those days was shutter windows. You open it on the outside, you know, wooden windows. He opened the window, looked in the room, wasn't nobody there. So the next morning, he went out there, John was gone again. He told his son, you know what, said John, going off here every morning like this, I don't know what he's doing. Said, I hope he ain't on nobody's praise. You know, all he think John had something to do was steal. Said, I hope he ain't went out trying to steal nothing. So, all right. Those next morning, the old lady said, well, so you just watch and see what he's doing. Next morning, soon, a master went out to the barn. He was out there when John come out there whistling and feeding up. John fed up the mules, went on down where he always go. Every morning, he was going down to the graveyard, praying for the devil to come get his old master, because really he didn't want God to have nothing to do with him. He was beat up so bad. So master went on down there and looked at, see where John was going. John went on down, got on his knees to the graveyard, got on there went to praying. Master looked at him, and he couldn't understand this thing. Down on that praying, he said, oh, Debbie, he called the devil Debbie. Oh, Debbie, come get over Master. Old Master's wife, the overseer, and overseer wife. Debbie, old Master, so mean to me. Debbie, old Master, don't believe nothing I say. Debbie, come get over Master. Old Master's wife, the overseer, and overseer's wife. I mean, the whole crew of them. And so, anyway, old Master got scared. Old Master went back to the house. He got back to the house, he told his wife about it. He said, you know, Sir John, now y'all praying for the devil to come get us. So, and I've got a good mind to beat him to death. He said, no. He said, don't you hit him. Because she was kind of feared God more than he did. Said, don't hit him. Said, just go out there and scare him. While you just stay around the lot with him. In the morning, where he can't go. She was upset. So they went to another old guy on the next plantation about it. He's an old fella, long beard. Told him about it. Said, let me tell you something. You better stop him. So he didn't say not that easy way neither. So you better stop that nigga. Said, well, let me tell you something. Said, God is going to hear him. And saying the devil not going to hear him, God going to hear him. So they got scared then. Next morning, so that same day, they fixed the trap for John. They're taking a sheet, a bed sheet, a big bed sheet. And those days, they had real big bed sheet because we had high beds in them days. We didn't sleep on the floor like we do now. Had high beds up in there. And so had real big bed. And so we got one of them big bed sheets, and she dyed it black. And she fixed a white ring around the top up in the painted round up there in the top light. And a big old white ring around for eyes and cut the eyes out, you know. Put on John, put on her husband, triangle. Corner in front and a corner behind. And a corner on each side. So he got in two sticks. And he hold them sticks up on these them two corners. And that way it make it look like wings, you know. Look like big black wings. Oh, that's something gonna scare John. He did too. So he went on down the graveyard. Or Master did soon the next morning. Way before John got there. Soon enough, here come John. Come on down the graveyard. Got down there, took off his cap, he laid it on the grave. He ain't no monster down there. He don't know monster, know nothing. Got down there, laid the cap on the grave. He met Bennett this morning, because it's about the fourth month he had been there. He wasn't joking. He meant for him to hear him. So he laid the cap down on the grave and went to pray. Oh, Debbie. Debbie, I want you to please come get old master and old master wife. Don't see him and oversee a wife. Debbie, this so mean to me. Debbie, please come get old master. Old master beat me all the time. Debbie, please come get old master. Don't see him and oversee a wife. Oh, Debbie, Debbie. Old master answered over there in them bushes. And behind the bush, you know, 4 days in the morning, soon 4 days in the morning, you can't see him so well. And behind bushes out there in the wood, it didn't sound so well, you know. He called and said, Debbie, master. He stopped, he looked at it, he heard it. Said, Debbie, come kind of cool with it, you know. He come on out there and went a little way he could see him. Had the wings kind of low, you know, kind of not too high. They stretched over. Debbie, that you, Debbie? Come a little step every time. Debbie, you come out on master. Come a little close every time. Moving the wings, you know, moving the step. Debbie, you cried on master. Why? I said, Debbie, did you cry overseas? He said, He recently got his cap. See, you cried, did you come out overseas? Why? He said, Devin, who you come? Did you come at me? His old master stretched the ring way out and come on a wheel water at one. And great God. You know, John's running to freedom. It's never the same no more. He run all the way. Talking about free at last, he was. All right. Come on, we down there to song. Tell you nothing on the last going out, before the last. Okay.
Now we were singing, I heard a lady singing about the spirit inside. Mm-hmm. At in the noon they prayer meeting. I'm so accustomed to having prayer.
Oh yeah,
but you know one thing? I just want to tell you a little bit about me and that same thing. Lord, I got something down in me, Lord, telling me to go on. I got something down in me, Lord, telling me to go on. Yeah, I got something down in me, Lord, telling me to go on. Yeah, telling me to go on with the Lord. Lord, I got something down in me, Lord, telling me to go on. close on one more, but before that, I want you to listen to Miss Doris Frazee. Then we'll close out.
one little song for you. Just one little. And the song says, who made the mountains? And who made the trees?
Going from before you now. We'll try to get away from you in about 2 minutes or less.
I'm moving on.
introduce to you somebody with whom you're probably familiar, Barbara Carnes and a mess of fancy guitar players. Barbara Carnes. Where's David Barber?
He'll be here in a minute.
Okay.
He's got to get his big fancy whale.
Yeah?
Good afternoon. This is Alan Soas. Guess I will sit down.
Save one for Dave.
Can I sit down?
Get it on, Babs.
We need one for David, too.
Bomberg, yeah.
Just an instrument, right? Good afternoon. Alan and I would like to start off with a song that that I learned from John Roberts. It's called Time It Is a Precious Thing. I think all of you know the chorus. It's time, it is a precious thing. Time brings all things to your mind. Time with all its labors, along with all its joys and its time. Brings all things to an end. That was the chorus, and you didn't sing it with me. Once I had a sprig of time, I thought it never would decay, till a handsome sailor chanced upon my way, and he stole away my bonny bunch of time. Well, it's time, it is a precious thing. Time brings all things to your mind. Time with all its labor, along with all its joys and its time brings all things to your mind. My sailor gave to me a rose. He said it never would decay. He gave it to me to keep me well minded of the night he stole my bonny bunch of time. Well, it's time, it is a precious thing. Time brings all things to your mind. Time with all its labors, along with all its joys, and its time brings all things to an end. Now come all and fair, all you who flourish in your prime, take care now, beware, keep your garden fair, No man steal your bonnie bunch of time. This is your last time to join me in the chorus. For it's time, it is a precious thing. Time brings all things to an end. Time with all its labors, along with all its joys, and its time brings all things to an end. Thank you. I don't know. I thought we might do, we did Mean World Blues here the other night, and I'd like to do it again because the author of this song is in the audience. And Alan and David and I haven't gone over this together, so I think we'll let David wait until we do something that we're all together with. So we'll do Mean World Blues by Nela Horn right now. I hope she's in the audience. I know she's here somewhere. If she's not, somebody go and get her. Mean World Blues. Tell me, Daddy, sweet Daddy, what makes you tremble so? What makes you tremble, turn away from love? Oh, Daddy. You're blind and cannot see. Well, if you looked all around you, you'd see what I have seen. You'd see that this old world is me. I'll be drowning in some deep dark sea. Hey, Daddy, sweet Daddy, what makes you tremble so? What makes you tremble? Turn away from love, turn away from love, turn away from love. Thank you. Now. Can't find a place to come out through the curtain, so he's going to leap over it. David Bromberg. Ta-da. And his obese guitar. And it's called a...
The Whale.
The Whale. It is called The Whale. That is called The Whale.
called the Moby Dick. Or something like that.
Let's do Come Back, Baby.
Okay.
Would you like to do this?
Yes, let's do it.
Right. Come Back, Baby.
Okay. Three or four.
I thought all the flies would operate at our campsite, but they seem to be... Maybe they're following me. Good heavens. No flies on me. Come back, baby, please don't go. The way I love you, you'll never know. Come back, baby, let's talk it over one more time. I love you, baby, please, yes, I do. Never been anyone in this world but you. Come back, baby, let's talk it over one more time. Well, you know that long train, mean engineer, took my babe away, you know, and left me to stand in here. Come back, baby, let's talk it over one more time. If I could holler like a mountain jack, I'd climb that mountain, call my baby back. Come back, baby, let's talk it over one more time. Come back, baby, hey, please don't go. I love you, you know, you'll never know. Come back, baby, let's talk it over one more time, yeah, one more time.
I shouldn't really take any breaks on this,
yeah. Thank you. It's so hot, isn't it? We should all bring a bucket of ice and throw it on each other. I've had a lot of people ask me to do 219 Blues. I seem to do it every time I get on the stage because I do love the song, so I will do it. Bring it up to here. Blue, you know, she hangs her little head and cries. Well, when a woman's blue, hangs her little head and she cries. When a man is blue, he takes a railroad train. The 219.
took my baby home. Took my sweet daddy home. 7:24, gonna bring my sweet daddy back to me. Oh, she was standing on the corner now. Her feet were soaking wet. Well, she was standing on the corner now. Her feet were soaking wet. She was standing on the corner now, begging every man she met. Messages, and I don't know what anybody's saying. Okay. Listen, suppose I do Pro Musica tonight, because I'm going to be singing again tonight, and I'll do Delia now. Okay? Everybody happy? We'll do Delia now. Since we have David here with us, and we haven't gone over the other with him. And I don't know how a big bass would sound with that anyway, you know. So we'll do Delia. That's the
there.
Got that.
Gonna cry. You wanna do Death Water Blues?
Let me save that till tonight, Marshall, okay? You don't mind. I think we ought to finish up because we've been out here about half an hour. We're going to finish up with Titanic, which is Bessie Jones' version of the story. David likes this one. I won't be able to make it way up there. Well, I hate people who do that, but I can't help it. The heat's got to me. You know that God moved on the water, April the 14th day. God moved on the water. You know the people then begin to pray. The mothers sent their daughters on a pleasure trip they couldn't go. You know.